goes on.
Hello and welcome to the Sports Comedy Show. I am Paul Salerno. This is another edition of Talk Radio. And yes, the beat goes on.
Charleston was once the rage.
All right. Thought I would start a Sunday morning show off with the little Beat Goes On by Sonny and Cher. They say a lot of da da dee. A lot of da da da. But the beat goes on because this one's going to be a little different. We're going to do a tennis beat. That's right. This is going to be your Australian rap, your Australian Open rap show, because the beat goes on in tennis.
Goes on.
All right. One more time.
Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain.
Okay. Thank you, Sonny and Cher. They say drugs keep pounding the rhythm to the brain. Well, I'll tell you what, if you're into tennis, and don't worry if you're not, I'll try to keep it fun and spice it up with a little humor as well. So, but if you're into tennis, as I was saying, you know, it's a repetitious sport that goes back and forth. And it's just like if they're pounding a rhythm right into your brain. What a great song. I love that one. That's a classic from the old 60s. So we thought we'd start with that, because now it is Paul on Talk Radio. Okay, thank you, Sonny and Cher, again. So, as I said, we're going to do some tennis, a little tennis talk here. So let's keep it fun and sweet, and you know, before I get into all that, real quick, Sports Comedy Show, the official home of the Sports Comedy Show is the website, sportscomedyshow.net. So if you haven't been over there, get over there, check it out. I've been writing blogs lately. There is a blog page. I wrote another blog yesterday. I wrote it on Sabalenka, because she won the women's tennis. That's what prompted me to do a rap show here. So we're going to look at that. So if you like to read, besides the pictures, check out my blog page on the website as well. Okay, let's get into some tennis. You know, I love women's tennis. I'm not going to lie. And this is probably one of the reasons why I love tennis. Tell me what you think about this. Get the point? Just a whole lot of grunting. I mean, it just... I love that because, you know, they'll grunt back and forth on a tremendous rally, and then at some point somebody wins and it's like, they all get the big crowd going because, you know, they're just grunting it out at the top of their lungs because the beat goes on. Only in women's tennis are you going to get sound effects, emotions, and power just like that. So speaking of power, let's get into the Australian Open because it is now behind us. And guess what? Somebody does have power. And I mean raw power. And I mean pure power. And I'm not talking about Rainbow. Although this is Rainbow that we're listening to. I'm talking about Aryna Sabalenka, who won the ladies' title in Australia. It was her first Grand Slam. Congratulations to Aryna Sabalenka, because she is pure power. Personally, I think she's just one tall, cool drink of water. You know, she grunts and gives you the sound effects greater than all, because she's got the power, and she had the power to beat Elena Rybakina in the finals and win the Australian Open. Let's give a big round of applause to Aryna Sabalenka. Okay, thank you, Rainbow. The power it is, there's just never been another lady tennis player like her. No, I'm not saying she's the best. Serena was probably the greatest. Serena was power. Serena was the lion that roars. Sabalenka is the tiger that just growls and growls and growls. And, you know, she's been heavily criticized in the past for her emotions, getting the best of her. She's literally come unglued many times in a third set. Not this year. She's on. And she's on to something big. You know, she started the year off with a win in Adelaide 1 tournament. So she came into the Australian Open hot, okay? And then she didn't let up. She went through every match until the final match without even losing a set. And that's pretty damn impressive. It just is, and it's because it's the power. And she had the power, and she wins the Women's Open, and I'm so happy for her. She is my favorite tennis player. She's also my favorite female athlete. Everybody was thinking Iga Swiatek was going to do it. By the way, you know, I do a comedian impersonation. Paul Rockenbauer, who, for those who follow the show, in the past, he's my English commentator, impersonation voice. I'm going to bring him in here in a few minutes to keep it fun because, you know, I know if not everybody's much into the big tennis game, but Paul Rockenbauer is, and it's kind of fun when you hear from him. So before we get to him, though, I want to talk a little bit about Sabalenka. As I was saying, everybody thought Swiatek because she, the last final last year, she won the U.S. Open. And she was back on track. She had a great year. She started the year last year with some phenomenal win, like 30 wins in a row, 30 tournaments. Actually, goes back to the last 2 years. But she kind of fell off finally. Her streak got broken in the middle of summer. But she came back to finish the year strong. So everybody was thinking Swiatek, but no. Swiatek, the one who took down Swiatek, believe it or not, was Rybakina. Then they were in the other bracket. But Sabalenka, look at this draw that she had. From the beginning, Martinkova, a Ruski, she won a straight set. Shelby Rogers, an American. We like Shelby, don't we? And she's streaky. When Shelby gets on, she can play some decent tennis. She might not be in the top 10, but she's still a good tennis player. Shelby Rogers, she beat her 2-0. This is one that scared me, which I'm not sure if this was the quarters, or I think it was the quarterfinals, or the round of 16, if you will. Where she went up against Elise Mertens. And Elise Mertens, 2 years ago, Elise Mertens was in the top 10. 2 years ago, Elise Mertens, I thought had the perseverance to win a title, but she kind of fell off. But she's back now, and Sabalenka took her down in two straight sets. Then Benek, who the Czechoslovakian, who's a 6th of the 12th seed, she took her down in two sets. And it's kind of like Sabalenka's just unstoppable. She's got the power. Nobody can stop that serve. Then in the quarterfinals, she took down Vekic. I'm not sure the hell. Is Vekic another commie? She could be. They're all commies. Just see a little comedy here on the Sports Gun Show. But she took down Vekic in straight sets. Vekic wasn't ranked, so that wasn't a surprise. And then, you know, maybe it was Sabalenka's time because she really did have a good luck of the draw. In the semifinals, she only had to beat Linette, which she did. And then in the finals, it was Rybakina, and Rybakina was no easy match. Rybakina won the first set in that game, and I was worried that, oh, Sabalenka's going to start to fall apart. This could be Rybakina's time. If you remember, Rybakina won Wimbledon last year. So she's already got a major under her belt, and she's young, and she still comes in ranked 22, which I think she should be in the top 10. But Sabalenka took her down. She came back in that second set. She didn't lose a serve game, Then she came back in the third set, didn't lose a serve game, only had one double fault in the second set, and really has changed her game, because before her, she was just the queen of double faults. Not no more. Arina Sabalenka wins Wimbledon because she is a champion and nobody does it better. So what do you say? We listen to a little Carly Simon.
Nobody does it.
That's just true.
As good as you.
God, it gives me great pleasure to play this song for Arina Sabalenka, who at 24 years old wins her first Grand Slam title. Nobody was looking to see her do this, but she found the trophy. She's going to take it home to her home country of Belarus. Good for her. All right. It was heavens above her that gave it to Sabalenka. Congratulations, Arena. You did it. You're incredible. Let's move on because there are men's. We're going to talk about the men's tennis. As I said, I've got the great impersonation voice of Paul Rockenbauer here. Now, he's an English lad. He's got an English accent. But, you know, this was the Australia Open. So he didn't play. I didn't let him commentate any live games like I've done in the past for me. He was also big in the second, my second full feature podcast back in season one, Tennis, the Ball and Racket. But Paul Rockenbauer is here, and well, you're just going to have to experience it for yourself. Go ahead, Rockenbauer, take it away. Thank you, Paul. This is the other Paul Rockenbauer here. Yeah, you're right. You're not wrong, Paul. These Aussies, they talk funny. I'm an English lad, and quite frankly, we're going to talk about the men's tennis. And what more can we say? Yeah, you saw it. No. It was the Joker. The Joker did it again. This time he took down that Greek freak. They call him Tsitsipas. Sissy. I think he's a sissy myself. One day I was at the bar and Sissy wouldn't have a drink with me. I called him Sissy. I said, Tsitsipas, you're a sissy from Greece. But for those who know me, know that, you know, I'm an English lad. And I'll go sit at the bar with these wankers and have a beer or two. You also know I love my Bushmills. The first thing, I'm here in America, here with you, Paul, and the Australian Open was on at 12:30 at night, so I had to stay up all night and drink Bushmills just to watch it. But enough about me. It's all about the Joker. Yes, that's right, the Joker did it again. Paul, you got some music about it? Thank you, Paul Rockenbauer. We'll come back to him in a minute. The Joker did it, guys. That's right. Let's hear a little Steve Miller Joker. Remember Steve Miller? Because he is the Joker. But so is... so is Novak Djokovic. The Djokovic is the real Joker. He sounds like this.
I'm a picker. I'm a grinner. I'm a lover. And I'm a sinner.
Well, the Joker who took the U.S. Open off at the end of last year because, you know, he didn't want to get waxed. And maybe he got a wax job, got a bikini job. But he wasn't at the last Grand Slam in America at the end of last year. But he was in Australia because they don't require wax over there no more. And the Joker, yes, that's right, the Joker did it again. He takes down Tsitsipas, the sissy that they call Tsitsipas. That Rockenbauer, I don't know where he comes up with this stuff. You know, Tsitsipas, he lost the first set. But in the second and third set, he took the Joker to the tiebreaker. But that's when the Joker turns it on. And that's what's one of the things that really makes him the best, makes him so great, is when it's crunch time, the Joker steps up. Never does he let his emotions get the best of him. And he's just got that build, that tall, thin, slender build that is best for tennis players. The other one who's got that build is Daniel Medvedev. He's just one big, tall Ruski. Tsitsipas, same thing. You know, these guys are all 6'3", 6'4", very little body fat, and they got arm span so they can reach all the way across the court. Joker is a prime example of that. Joker takes him down in three straight sets, wins the tiebreakers, as I was saying, in sets two and three. And that's why the Joker is the Joker. He turns it on. He does it. So, once again, the Joker wins another title. I don't know, 20-something now, 21 or 22. I've lost track. But let's hear it for the Joker.
As good as you. Baby, you're the best.
Because the Joker is the best in tennis. Perhaps the best of all time. Perhaps better than Roger Federer. Maybe better than the old school boys like McEnroe, Connors. Boris Becker, remember him? And then what about Rafael? Rafa was in the tournament but lost in the first or second round. But it was the Joker who was the spy who loved me. And he took down Tsitsipas in the final because that's what he does. And he, you know, his path to victory was pretty basic and routine. Let's see if I can quickly find it here, which I think I got. We've got Australian Open draw. Of course, that's the women's draw. Where's the men's draw when you need it? You know, we could talk enough about. Okay, here we go. So on the men's side, as I said, he had a relatively easy pass to victory. As I'm looking at the men's draw now that I got it pulled up in front of me. So Joker. Here's the Tsitsipas path. Tsitsipas, he took down Yannick Sinner. So in the round of 16, that was a big win. But let me stay on focus here. The one who had a good run in this tournament until he met the Joker was that Tommy Paul from America. You got to give a round of applause for Tommy Paul. I mean, he came into this thing 100-1. And made it to the round of four. That's incredible. But now that I'm on the Joker's path here, he took down Rublev, took down Aruski Rublev in straight sets, took down Diminar in straight sets, Dimitrov, he took down Dimitri in three straight sets. In the early rounds, Kukagod won a set, but still, the Joker won 3-1. And then Buena Carbelos is pretty damn good. He's actually, I thought he'd be in the top 20, but he's not. Joker beat him in three sets. So Joker, you know, keep in mind in the men's, they play five sets, not three. So in one, two, three, four, five, six. God, this is incredible. In six, in seven, let me get this right. One, two, three, four, five, six. In seven matches, he had seven matches. And in all seven matches, he only lost one set. Now, if that's not domination, I don't know what is. I mean, he took Tsitsipas down in three straight in the finals. He took down Tommy Paul three straight in the semifinals. He took down Rublev three straight in the quarterfinals. He took down Diminar three straight in the round of 16. He took down Dimitrov in the round of 32, three straight. He took down, He took down Kukagod 3-1. That was the only one. The point being, he only lost one set. That might be a record. I don't know if anybody's gone through a complete Grand Slam tournament without losing a set on the men's side. Boy, impressive. He is the Joker. Yes, there's not another tennis player like him. I love Rafa, but I would take the Joker. You know, a lot of times the court or the clay court matters more. We know Rafa loves clay in French. That's for Rafa, but this is the hard court here. This is the hard court in Australia, and then it's the grass in Wimbledon. So it really does the surface has a big impact. And the Joker is just damn near perfect in Australia. And congratulations to him. I'm not going to carry on and on. He simply is the best. He is the spy that loved me. And he is a champion. So what do you say we just play a little champion for him?
On. We are the champions, my friend.
Joker does it again, and he will before his time is done set the record. He's up there. There's a foot race between him and Federer and Nadal, and now Federer retired. They're all at 21, 2, or 23 Grand Slams. But look for the Joker to take the stride, and before he retires, I think he'll definitely have a big enough margin that'll surpass Rafa and Nadal as well. Okay, guys, that's it. I'm going to keep it short, sweet, and simple. That's your tennis wrap for the Australian Open. They'll play a lot of little tournaments in the Middle East before they move over to, who's the next one? We got Wimbledon's not till summer. And then we got the U.S. Open at the towards the end of the year. The French is the next one. They're in the Middle East. So then they'll end up in France, and that's when you're really going to see Rafa stand up and see if he can take down the Joker. We'll worry about that then. Guys, this has been a lot of fun. Put in some comedy there. It was good to hear Paul Rockenbauer back in things. And I'm going to leave it at that. I want to thank you guys for joining me on a Sunday because the beat went on, as Cher said. By the way, all my my sound bites come from YouTube video clips, so I want to thank them for that. And last but not least, check out my blog stories on sportscomedyshow.net. I did one on Sabalenka. The official home of the Sports Comedy Show is sportscomedyshow.net. Thank you, and have a good day.